I've been traumatized by food. That's why I'm so thin. It's not just the black I'm wearing. My wife's like, wear black, it's slimming. I'm like, that's just what I need to look skinnier. Why don't I throw on a pair of Spanx while I'm at it? Really go for that recovering from swine flu look. The ladies like that. Yeah. People say there's pressure to be thin. I think there's pressure to eat. I went to this Texas Roadhouse Saloon thing, and they give all the big steaks manly names, you know, to play on your manhood. They're like, try the wild steer for the manly appetite, for the man that can go all night long. You'll be going all night, but not the way they're implying, I think. And then the smaller steaks have more feminine names, like the Queen's Cut. And that's still like 12 ounces. I'm like, do you have anything smaller than the Queen's Cut? Waiter's like, yeah, maybe you'd like the Mama's Boy. I'm like, just bring me the Richard Simmons. And a side of painful gym class memories. Richard Simmons, see, there's one of the reasons why health food never caught on, man. They had the lamest spokespeople. They had John Denver for Grape Nuts, Wilford Brimley, the Jolly Green Giant. These aren't exactly the manliest of men here. The worst is the Quaker Oats man. Now, oatmeal's supposed to be one of the best things you can get your kids to eat, but their mascot's somebody you wouldn't let your kids talk to. It's an old dude wearing a powdered wig and man stockings. If you saw him on the playground trying to talk to your kids, you'd be calling up Chris Hansen from Dateline. He'd be like, what's that in the bag? It's oatmeal. Like, get out of here, creep. I was going to make breakfast. Bet you were, sicko. I just had a hernia recently. And yeah. I think you'll agree that a hernia is a pretty manly affliction. It's usually associated with heavy straining. And I'd like to tell you, I got the hernia from doing something manly like roping a steer or lifting a burning car off a baby. But really, it was just a bad cough. You know you're not the toughest guy in the room when you're forced to have surgery after a chest cold. I had to have a really last-minute surgery, and there wasn't any doctors available, so I got this doctor who had just graduated. I mean, she graduated the day before my surgery. I was her first patient, and I was scared. I felt a little better when I found out she went to Carolina, because that's a really good school. It was dental school, but still, it's a tough program there. So I'm scared, and I go in there, and she brings me a robe and a magic marker. She said, take off your clothes, take the magic marker, and write the word yes where your hernia is. And I'm thinking, man, if you don't know where my hernia is, I don't want you operating on me. But I did it. I wrote the word yes where my hernia was. And just to make sure she saw it, I put a little asterisk beside it. Then I circled it. And then I started getting really carried away, drawing arrows from my shoulder down, from my ankle all the way up. By the time I was done, it looked like one of those traps the coyote set for the roadrunner. There were arrows, neon flashing signs, a bowl of birdseed. It's not to be missed. I thought, well, maybe I should write no where the hernia isn't. So I'm like, no, stay out. I don't want to be too careful. I went in the operating table. They start strapping down your ankles and your wrist. And that was kind of weird. I'm like, what's this about? They're like, well, every once in a while, occasionally now and then, somebody wakes up during surgery and tries to get away. I'm like, I reckon so. That happens to me. You just take that bedpan over there and whack me over the head with it. Don't worry about the pleasantries. They make you sign all kinds of crazy waivers too. You know, like you might die, yes or no. The weird one was, this is a real one I had to sign. It was like, if we see something strange while we're working on your hernia, do you want us to go ahead and fix it? I'm like, what's this? They're like, you know, if we're working on your hernia and we're in there looking around, we see something funny, you want us to fix it? I'm like, what is this, Jiffy Lube? You're gonna wake me up during surgery. Mister, wake up. Hey, we's working on your surgery, on your hernia. It looks like it's been a while since you changed your air filter. Just fix it. What's $12 more?